This is Papa Smurf. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast with ODB and the Mayor.
You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast, brought to you by Custom Car Show Productions, which includes Orange Beach Invasion, Scraping the Coast, Sick Nick, and Slamber Party. Make sure you search on Facebook Scraping the Coast, Scraping the Coast Show on Instagram. Also, Sparkles Detail, Till, Tim, and Tanya, ODB and the Mayor sent you. We out you.
Cruising down the street in my 6-4, jocking the freaks, clocking the dough. Went to the park to get the scoop. Knuckleheads out there, cold shooting some hoop. A car pulls up, who can it be? A fresh El Camino rolling Kilo G. He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTA. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. You come talking that trash, we'll pull your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me.
Yo, it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, coming at you live and direct with episode 6-4, aka 64. And we just rolled in with the classic Eazy-E. He gets down. He's that original OG, that gangsta. But, we got the other gangsta here, Miggity Mike, the Mayor Murray, in the house. What's going down, my man?
No gangsta, brother. No gangsta here. Dude, living the dream, baby. It's another beautiful day in paradise. We had rain all day yesterday, and it was actually sun was out and bright today. It was beautiful, but we needed the rain, and we're supposed to get some more rain tonight, so we'll see what happens. But dude, life is good, and just glad to be here and talking with you and talking to Airhead Nation.
You know it, man. And I know sun's out, guns out. I know you're waiting to get rolling in the Tahoe. You're gonna have that left hand swinging out the door, man, just mobbing in that thing. I know you've been spending some time each week. And why don't you give the homie a shout-out, man? You know, he's one of your good guys down there, and he's been really killing it on the Tahoe.
Well, Keith Rock is my buddy over at Gulf Coast Customs. And, obviously it's been a long process, but, hey, we're doing it. And we got the transmission going in. We got the motor going in. Pretty much everything is new underneath that hood, including the hood, including the fenders. But we just got all the new wiring harnesses for the lights, for the engine, O2 sensor harness. So everything is going to be brand new when we put this damn thing back together. So now we're on the part where putting all these harnesses together and ready to rock and roll. So, yes, my boy Keith over at Gulf Coast Customs.
Nothing like a new tranny going in, huh, man? I mean, just saying.
Well, we wore out that old tranny, so we had to put a new one in.
Oh, snap. Well, I am going to bust the chops of the homie over at Gulf Coast Customs. You can look him up on Instagram. And, hey, man, he hasn't posted anything since October 23rd, 2017. So you better razz him tomorrow night, man. Tell him to get on it, dude.
Yeah, he's not that big social media guy. He needs to be, but he's not. So you can only tell. So, you can only lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink, right? Isn't that what they say?
Something like that. Now, here's another tie-in. We've got the homie, Daniel Smith. That's one of Mike's right-hand guys, and it's Smith Works with an X on the end, all together on Instagram. You'll hear that interview on this episode 6-4, 64. He came through last weekend. We chopped it up at the compound and that Hammered Weekend Wear studio, and we had a great time. It was kind of cool to be able to have a face-to-face interview. Don't always get that opportunity. So he kind of, we went and had breakfast, came through, moved the 6-4, speaking of the 6-4, moved it out of the way, and we set up shop right there and just chopped it up. So Daniel's a good dude. He's always there supporting Mini Madness and the crew. That's his, that's the set that he rolls with. And, yep. He's good people, man.
Yes, sir. That's my road dog, man.
Half the times before cause trouble, my closest road dog.
Not only is he my club mate, with our Mini Madness club, but he's also my road dog, man. Anytime we go out of town, he's definitely in that passenger seat as I'm driving. And sometimes he'll drive too.
And sleep, I heard, but nobody's scoring at home,
He definitely sleeps.
So when you think of the podcast, you think of we've had just tremendous feedback. We just had episode 63 with the homie Steve over at Hydroholics. Again, thanks to him for coming on. If you looked at any of the posts or the post that he put up, you're going to see lots of great comments, even from like Ruben, all kinds of people saying, dude, what a great one. There was a couple people that were saying, hey, it was the first time they listened. They had been following us, but you know, not everybody, they're like, I don't know if I want to listen. I don't know what this is about. But once they listen, they're like, dude, man, I went back. I found it on Podbean. I could go back to the beginning. So all of that is good stuff, awesome sauce, however you want to spin it. And it's great for the podcast. We're growing. We're seeing month over month increases in the numbers. We've got some guests lined up, Mike, from other countries again, which is great. I think there's going to be some really good stories that we're going to be able to tell. And I think on top of that, we're going to also be able to hit the Airhead Nation, maybe with a little bit something they've been asking for, and that's more content. Don't have all the time in the world right now to do the video editing, but we've got some things up our sleeve, and we're not going to talk about it, Mike. We're going to be about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, sir. And just like you had mentioned, as far as content and as far as getting it out there, it blows my mind how many people still don't even know about podcasts. So with that being said, man, we appreciate Airhead Nation sharing the whole podcast with their buddies, with their friends, their clubmates, you know, at the gym, at the shop, you know, at work. And so we definitely appreciate all that.
Yeah, passing out flyers on the weekend. I tell people all the time, man, hit your local malls. You know, start tapping some people on the shoulder and saying, hey, you know, nice to meet you. Have you checked these guys out? You know, but in all seriousness, man, at the shows, throw it down. Tell your homies when you guys start kicking back some brews, be like, yo, man, OLP, you got to be down with OLP. So appreciate y'all. And, you know, Mike, the last couple of episodes, we've covered all of the love that the mini truck scene has been getting. You know, arguably Crew Cut wasn't a mini truck, but it was mini truck inspired. It was, you know, rest in peace, Sean Mahaney's vision with the owner, Rob Maggie, and some of the other guys. We talked about Last Look, you know, being in the limelight. And that, I think that's just the beginning. You know, you turn on, whether it's Velocity, I sometimes get them mixed up, Velocity and Discovery. You've got mini truck inspired here and there with, you know, the homies over at Bitchin' Rides. You know, you got a couple Severed guys, you know, which we've got that connection there. And it's just, dude, the mini truckers, man. Mini truckers on the rise, Mike. That's, I don't know how any other way to say it.
On the rise.
On the rise, man. So it's good shit. And to all the past guests, we can't, you know, say enough. With us being content-oriented each week, you know, sometimes it seems like, wow, you know, we hit it hard with Hydroholics, and then we're on to the next one. And, you know, that's the truth. But we appreciate all of the guests that take the time to come on, tell their story. We're going to start doing some throwbacks and kind of reinforce that, hey, we had so-and-so on back on episode such and such. And that will hopefully continue to drive those listens and people to go, oh, snap, I didn't realize they had, you know, Courtney's mom on, Mrs. Maggie Hallowell, you know, back in the day. You know, people that were with us from the beginning. So, you know, thanks to all of them.
Absolutely. So let's move on, man. We got some C10 build guider. Tell us about it, Bubba.
Yeah, brother. Well, we know the homie, we can never step on his toes, Ronnie Wetch over at C10 Talk. You know, he's kind of the godfather of this, and he posted up just the other day, actually a couple days ago, and it was the new C10's builder guide, or C10 Builder's Guide, hot off the presses, he says. C10 Builder's Guide, just when I think these things can't get any better, they do. It talks about restore and destroy on the cover. And it also has that little photo in the upper right corner of Yellowstone. I think that was probably from around LST time with the canoe on top.
Now, was it Yellowstone Light or Yellowstone?
Oh, man. Look at you, Mike. You're on top of your game. Yeah. It was Yellowstone Light.
I listened to my boy.
Yep. I do too. And it was Yellowstone Light.
Yes, sir.
So that's good stuff, man. So, you know, we had that, which is a big thing. Again, it's around $10, and Ronnie always talks about that you can subscribe. He sometimes will give out that long URL. I'm assuming if you Google it, you can find it. Definitely subscribe to that. I'll be honest, I've been slacking. I need to, because, you know, I go and spend $10, you know, it's 40 a year. It's something like, you know, 20, 25, or I don't know, something like that for so many issues. So, but that's not the only magazine that keeps churning out badassery, badassness, I should say. And Mike, I know our homies over at ATL, they're doing their thing too.
Hey, absolutely. Good old Rich and Beth Waterman keep turning it out, baby. And Rich is staying up to the wee hours of the night to make sure that we keep having content in a magazine. And hopefully it'll be a quality magazine one day. We're looking forward to it when he finally does put out a quality magazine. But with that being said, make sure you guys are getting that subscription. I mean, where else can you go and get all that show coverage? All those the pullout is awesome. I think that is so cool. That's like the coolest thing. My garage is full of these pullout. You know, so make sure you go get yours at you know, what's that website again, Jay?
ATLmagazine.com. ATL like Atlanta or All Time Low, and then magazine.com. You just click right there on online store. When you subscribe, immediately right there when the new one ships, I mean, these guys are like a machine. They do it all at their home. It goes into the nice, I don't know what they call it. I'll call it like a weather pack, you know, like a wiring type terminology. But when you put the magazine into that real nice packaging, it's sealed up so you're not going to have any damage from, you know, if it's raining in your area when that the postman or postwoman delivers it. So 2018 subscription still there, $50. Definitely get in on that bad boy.
Absolutely. And hey, talking about All Time Low magazine, are we teaming up with All Time Low and a couple of other of our sponsors to do something, Jay? Is that coming up soon?
Boom. You know it, Mike. And it's going to be at Scraping the Coast. We're going to sync up with the homie Greg Miller from Custom Car Show Productions in association with the homies at All Time Low magazine, Vire. And what we're going to do, when we sync up, we're going to be giving away a couple of Vire compressors, Mike, and I know you got the Iggy on what those are.
Well, it is going to be a dual pack. It's going to be the Chrome 480 dual pack that we're going to be giving away, and details are coming very, very, very soon. And just look out for a post that we're going to make on the Scraping the Coast event page. And then it's going to be real simple. All you have to do is just share the Scraping the Coast event page. Once you share it, you tag Greg Miller and you tag, what's that girl's name? I can't remember that girl's name again.
Morgan Hernandez, a.k.a. Morgan from Vire.
That's it. Like nobody knows who Morgan Vire is. Right. You know, I don't know who this Morgan Hernandez is, but I know who Morgan Vire is. But you're going to tag both of them, and then you're just going to go back to the event page underneath our thread that we've already started on the event page. You might have to search for it a little bit, but go back and then you're going to be eligible to win that dual pack. And we're going to give it away at the All Time Low booth inside at Scraping the Coast. So that's going to be the details, and you'll definitely be seeing a post here real soon.
And if you don't know, now you know, Mike. And I will tell everyone, Vire continues to support the scene. There's not many companies that are flooding the scene with positivity, with awesome products, supporting shows, flying from east to west. Vire Corp is one of those companies.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know it. Now, Mike, I know you had an opportunity. I have not yet listened to Ronnie's, I think he called it like a special episode. He may have dropped it shortly after one of the previous episodes, and I think it's called Wrenched. That's a new show that's coming on Velocity.
Yes, sir. He just had an episode about that. And actually, with that being said, we might have an announcement about one of our favorite shows coming up here real soon. That's a little nugget. But definitely in the next coming weeks, coming episodes, we're going to have some more insides about Scraping the Coast. And not only is he a sponsor of our podcast, he's a big supporter. But we are also a big fan of Scraping the Coast. That is one of our favorite shows. So definitely be on the lookout for a lot of these inside niggies that we're going to be leaving here coming real soon in these coming up episodes.
Yeah, we like to call it the East Coast SEMA. I know it's the Gulf Coast, but hell, man, it's past whatever they call it, the Mason-Dixon line or something. I don't know. I'm just making shit up at this point. But it is the
East Coast. Hey, as long as they serve sweet tea, it's all good. It's all good, Jay, as long as they're serving sweet tea.
Yeah, and that AC, man, he should be charging for that air conditioning, dude. You come in from that sweltering day and you hit that AC and you're just like, biggity boom, this is where I'm chilling for a while. And you get refreshed inside. Plenty of vendors selling and slinging sodas, iced tea, you name it. There's plenty of places to sit down and eat. Man, I'm telling you what, I'm not going to miss that show.
No, sir. No, sir. So more about that later, coming real soon. But what we got next, Jay, because I know we got something brewing up. I think we got a phone call coming up here soon.
Yeah, we're going to hit up the homie Aaron Combs in just a moment. And Aaron is from Dropped and Destroyed. So if you have been subscribing to All Time Low magazine or following, you've seen the sick coverage from the show of Drop and Destroyed. You've also seen some of the iconic shoots from this location. And from those scoring at home, that is the location of Shawshank Redemption, one of my favorite all-time movies. But Mike, I did want to mention Ralph over at RMD Garage. If you watch Velocity, you've seen this show. Ralph has built a couple of Lincolns, and you know he's a good dude. He follows my Lincoln Addict page. He's kind of fed me some cool photos that you know some inside photos of them working on another Lincoln. I think it's a 64, and you know he recently finished another one that had bucket seats, and you know he was hanging out with G-Eazy on the West Coast over at one of the Playboy deals around Coachella. So Ralph, he's a good dude. And I'd love to have him on sometime, so we'll see if we can kind of make that happen. But RMD Garage, make sure you support the show. The dude is not just a car builder. He's kind of I look at him as a visionary. He posted a photo the other day of his office, and he's into just a lot of cool stuff. So I wanted to mention that. And then, Mike, we got AccuWear. If you're not following AccuWear, you're just missing out. They did post that they're doing a special. And it's kind of if you buy the E-level, you get the I-level for like $150, which is like $200 off. So, AccuAir continuing to kind of throw those deals out there and move the whole air suspension forward in terms of innovation.
Yes, sir. I know it's on the Tahoe and can't wait to get back in there. Press that number one. I'll start over. It's already programmed. So all I got to do is start that damn Tahoe up. Boom, goes up. And then as soon as I put that damn thing in drive, push that number one, and it's time to skate, baby. Skate. Don't be late.
Yeah, you hit number two, and then no sooner than you get in highway head, man. I don't know how I don't know how it happens. It just does, right? I mean, that's what I heard, number two. I don't know.
But, oh, man. That was not a commercial for AccuWear, so please do not hold that against AccuWear or our Lifestyle the Podcast.
Yeah, if Reno ever happens to hear it, or AccuWear Vic happens to hear it, I mean, it's like, hey, that's, wishful thinking, man,
Hey, that's a good dude right there, man. I met him out at Forbidden Fantasy, man. He's got a badass Tahoe, too. So AccuWear Vic, man, props.
Dude, salute. Now, before we call the homie Aaron, I did want to just mention a couple of shows, Mike, and you might have a couple tie-ins as well. This weekend, we're going to be at Made of Steel, so we talked about that on the last episode. Support the scene, support Goat and Tank. We're going to be there doing some interviews, running around the showgrounds. We're looking forward to a good time. So it's going to be a blast. That it's a staple show in Central Florida. We talked about Scraping the Coast. We talked a little bit about the dual pack that we'll be giving away. And again, that's in conjunction with Vier Corp, All Time Low. And of course, Custom Car Show Productions, the homie Greg Miller with Scraping the Coast. Mike, Shoreline Showdown, we've mentioned this show, the homie Cliff in the Northeast. This is East Coast Minis. And the flyer says OC Car Show, but it's a Shoreline Showdown. And it's an all truck show. It's the same weekend, so it's June 24th. It's in the Northeast. They're going to have coverage from various publications like Truckin'. And that's going to be key for anybody that's up there that can't make it to the Gulf Coast.
Yes, sir. Definitely make sure you guys go out there and support East Coast Minis, because those guys a good group of guys right there. And I met a bunch of them. I met Cliff before, but I met a bunch of the other guys at Mini Truck Nats, and a good bunch of guys right there. And so definitely go and support those guys and support what they're trying to do over there on the shore.
The shore. Last but not least for this episode, and we'll talk more on the next one about, you know, the crawfish boil and things like that, but with the homies relaxing in the Northwest, the show is The Awakening. And this show is one that we kind of talked with Ruben a little bit about, and he said, hey man, let's talk a little bit about the show. And I said, no problem at all. There's plenty of sponsors. You know, if you look at the back of the flyer, you know, you're going to see Vyair sticks out, you know, Beltech, Grillcraft, you know, you've got Airlift and so on and so forth. But the key for the show is it's 18 or older to attend. A lot of information on here, no glass, no dogs, no weapons, no golf carts. But the location's Oregon State Fairgrounds. And excuse me, that's in Salem, Oregon. Spectators are $10. You know, they've got different early entry fees. They've got different deals where you can do the motorhome only and camp out, get a couple wristbands. Mike, I'm looking here, and if I remember correctly, the dates are July 27th, 28th, and 29th. That's Salem, Oregon. You've got a really iconic artwork with the famous S10 extended cab, and you've got the sick Toyota that one of the homegirls up in the Northwest owns now, and it's got the topper. I want to say that's Radar's previous truck,
yep.
Toyota.
Yep, you're correct.
And I was just talking to Ruben about having her on. I'll have to find. I've been liking a lot of her photos. She posts some good photos, but I can't remember everyone's Instagram name. Mike, I know about a million
Jay.
Of them.
You just let me down, brother. I always talk about how you can remember everything.
Dude, everybody's got their money on me. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. But like you said, we that was going to be the last thing we talked about. But hey, we got to go ahead and mention Tim and Tanya, Sparkles Detail, and the Lowdown at Homestead Hollow. It's the Crawfish Boil and Car Show, June 8th and 9th. Guys, support the real. Support the clean team that supports the scene. They're at a car show almost every weekend supporting the scene. So now it's time for us to give back. So, guys, hit up the Lowdown at Homestead Hollow, June 8th and June 9th. So make sure you let them know that OLP sent you.
Yeah, for all those hustlers out there, call out. You know, you probably never call out sick. Damn, call out on Friday, cruise up there, you know, take a little bit of old school, you know, throw on some Spotify, make it a little road trip out of it. Cruise up there. It's cool if you don't bring anything. Mike's talked about the little town they got going on up there. And, dude, just walk in like a fucking saloon, man. You know, spinning those little revolvers on your fingers, dude, kicking the doors, and, man, we'll be waving the fo-fos, man. It's going to be badass.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. So, we have, you know, we like to have a little fun here. But next, we're going to dial in and get the homie Aaron Combs on to talk a little bit about Drop and Destroyed. So, as I mentioned, we got the homie Aaron Combs in the house. And if you go on, we're going to talk to Aaron about this. I just did a quick Google search for Drop and Destroyed. And it looks like, Aaron, I landed on dropoutt.com. Is that a good place to get some info on your show, man?
Yeah. All the info for our show is on the website there. If there's ever any questions, you know, please ask. We always want people to ask. Don't just, assume that, you know, something. But all the info is on there, from the previous shows, other like events that we've done. There's a lot of show coverage on there from other events that we like to travel to.
Yeah, that's cool. And I'm going to let Mike ask some questions here in a minute because, you know, he likes to get a word in edgewise. But I just want to know, and Mike's going to say, man, you're stealing my thunder. I am a big fan of the movie Shawshank Redemption. Now, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
This is where they did some of the photography for that movie, right?
Yes, it is. There are some of the items, the props, movie props that they used are there at the prison. When you take a tour, you can look through like the tunnel that they made, for it would have been, Tim Robbins, Andy Dufresne to crawl through. So, You can see, a lot of props, from the movie, as long, as well as, other, movies and videos that they have recorded there.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, Mike, I had to get that question in because I'm a big Shawshank fan, so we definitely need to go up next year. I know you and I talked about that.
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. And Jake, you done skipped all the way to the very end of all my questions, and that was the very end. I was saving that for last, Jake.
I may have to edit this, man. No, but go ahead, Mike. I know you've done some good prep work for this interview, homie.
Hey, no, Aaron, first of all, thanks for being on with us. And yes, tell us a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the show. Give us some dates. Tell us, when it's at, where it's at, and so on and so forth.
All right, yeah. The show is May 26th and 27th, 2018. It's at the Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield, Ohio. It's a, two-day event, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 4. The prison tours, the prison is open. It closed, I want to say it was 1994. It closed and is still... standing in good condition. The show helps fund projects there at the reformatory.
Mm-hmm.
There are many tours that you can take, like the Hollywood tour, which takes you around with all the movie props. You can do a self-guided tour. So, if you do the self-guided, I would suggest taking the audio wand with you. And as you're walking through the prison, you can enter in these codes, and it kind of tells you about the room, which is very nice. But the show, we're expecting a great crowd again. We've had numbers go up, we've had numbers go down, but it's always a great time. We enjoy everybody coming out. It's that kind of that weekend that we live for.
Nice.
It's stressful, and you try to get that. You want to talk to everybody, say hello. I know there's been some times where people have said, well, he blew me off. He can't talk to me.
Hey, man, you can't make them all happy, right, Aaron?
I know, but, I'd like to make everybody happy. I don't want, somebody to go home, frustrated. If you do, just let me know. I always want to make everything right.
Absolutely. Well, hey, let's make some people happy. Let's talk about some vendors and some sponsors that are going to be there.
Yeah. Dropware, John will be there. John does the event shirt. He's been coming up, 10 years now. So that's greatly appreciated. Another one of our sponsors, Sparkles Detail, Tim and Tanya. So, we appreciate them coming up. Their first year was last year. And, when Tim contacted me, I was a little nervous because I thought, man, he wants to come all the way up here. But he really enjoyed it. So I'm glad to have them, part of the show. Many different clubs that have, helped over the years. One of the major clubs that really helps us out is Down to Earth Customs out of Pittsburgh. That's Sherry and Eric Kurtz and Sherry's brother, Michael, that helps us out a tremendous amount. All-time low magazine, can't forget about Rich and Beth.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
They'll be there. Coverage from the show is in, every issue, but once a year. So, they got the show in there.
Actually, we were just talking about that it was in the last issue, if I'm not mistaken, correct? Was it issue 13, I believe?
Off the top of my head, I don't remember.
Hey, it's all good.
It wasn't too far ago. But I know, always, they bring that coverage out like right away. So, which is good. So yes, we appreciate that.
Hey, Aaron, not to rain on your parade or anything, but Slamfest was in issue 12, pages 13, 14, and 15. Just saying.
Okay.
Mike studies this shit, man. He studies.
Jason Fortnick, coming out, we appreciate Jason. My first time that I met Jason was, back in 2001, 2002 at a show called Southern Showdown by Cool Cars, and I had my Blazer back then, and he came up and we talked about some, he was going to do an article for Suicide Doors, how to install them, And so that, you know, that was really nice. You know, I got to know Jason, you know, known him for, gosh, many a years now. So,
yeah, no, he's a good dude. He's a good dude for sure. Now, how long have you been running the show?
This would be the 15th year, 15 years now.
This is how long you've been running the show?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
Nice.
And then our, you know, the club's been around. You know, the club has been around for, you know, it's 16 years. You know, the first year we started our club, you know, we didn't do a show. And, you know, then we decided, hey, let's try to do a show. So,
absolutely. So now what's it cost to register your vehicle for the show?
It's going to be, it's $35. So, and that basically gets everybody in the vehicle in. When you register a vehicle, you will get you can purchase a $10 weekend pass to go into the reformatory. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is an additional cost to tour the prison if you would like to. You know, if you do not register a vehicle, the price to tour the prison is $12 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we try to, you know, work something out there with the reformatory.
That's cool. Now, Mike didn't want me to bring this up. We were talking before we started recording, and he was trying to, and I said, Mike, I don't know if I'll bring this up, but Mike wants to somehow, like, sleep in the prison over the weekend. And I said, Mike, I don't think they have that kind of deal, you know? No, I'll just mess around.
No, they do have what is called a ghost walk, which is on Friday night. So the ghost walk is a guided tour through the building at a prison. You know, they take you in areas that are, you know, considered haunted. And then on Saturday nights, they have the ghost hunt where they take you around. You know,
no, I'm good. No, you keep going. I'm just messing with you.
They do a guided tour, and then they let you roam the place by yourself.
Holy crap.
So you know, you get a couple friends together and you go
play some manhunt, walk through that.
Yeah, I mean, and I've heard some stories and such. And the first year that we were there, you know, that Saturday night, it had thunderstormed, and I guess it made it just
fucking dark.
Even better. You know, it was dark. You know, it's lightning outside. It's raining. Yeah, I mean, you can go into areas that you cannot go to on a just a regular tour.
I'm getting the chills already, man. I'm like, I don't know about
you get to go down like in the basement, and I'm thinking like, I don't even know this place had a basement.
Right.
I mean, there's just so much, you know, there's a lot of rooms there. You know, and I will say that, you know, when you do go inside, they say that you know, everybody is loud in the building, you know, so like, you know, you could bring your children. But there are some, you know, some sharp areas, you know, steps that are kind of misplaced now out of, you know.
Yeah, over time, it's decaying a little bit.
Just be careful. Be careful. And the cell, you know, the gates, they still lock. And, I know there was a couple guys that, they locked one of the guys in the, down in one of the solitary doors.
There you go, Mike. Right there.
Hey, I'm in, man. I'm already sold. You don't even have to talk about it no more. Well, let's go back to the show here. What do we get? We got any, like, club games? We got, you know, tell us a little bit about club games. Have you got anything as far as club games go?
Yeah, we don't really have any club games going on. You know, we just can't get something going on because, you know, everybody's inside touring the prison. So that kind of takes up more, you know, of everybody's time.
Gotcha.
You know, that they're inside, you know, gosh, back 14, 15 years ago, we started this thing called the limbo, the car and truck limbo.
Okay.
Yep.
You know, we never seen it done before. And back then we were like, hey, let's try this. And just over the years, I mean, it's gotten kind of,
like,
I wouldn't say like out. Yeah. And then, like, when we used to have people try to come through and they were sort of letting the air out of their tires. We've had people climbing on Corvettes just to get lower. You know, we haven't done that in a couple years there at the reformatory. They had just repaved the surface. So, you know, we don't want to try to, destroy it. So, you know, we want to keep everything in good order, you know, as we get there, we want to leave in a good, you know, good condition. So
save all the dragon for Slamfest, Mike, like right in the middle of the show and all that, you know.
Absolutely. Tear up that grass while you're there, right? Well, hey, since you got all this, you know, we got the ghost tours and all the tours. What do you guys, who does your trophies? What kind of trophies do you guys give away?
Oh, well, the past couple of years, you know, we've always tried to do something that is, functionable, something that you can use. Last year we did, you know, the Drop and Destroy 14 logo out of a metal sign. And we put some hooks on it to where, you know, you can hang it up in your room, hang your jackets up or something, your hats. This year, you know, we just have a nice, I don't kind of want to give it away yet because it's always been like, you know, I wonder what the awards are going to be like this year.
So who made them for you?
That is Shane Kurtz's brother, Michael. Gosh, I'll screw up his name, Michael Gergeris. Kind of a tough name there, but cuts these out for us. So he's been doing that. And then we have our best of show awards. We do a best of show car, truck, under construction, and debut. We have those this year. We always like to do something top notch, kind of something that's usable. Previous years, like, you know, we've used Craftsman toolboxes, mm-hmm. The five drawer ones. We've done some mini fridges. Last year, I know we did a 54 quart Coleman cooler that, thinking, well, geez, you get that cooler, you know, you need a cooler when you take the shows.
Absolutely.
And, you got that cooler there. It's, you know, it's saying, hey, man, my vehicle, you know, was the best one at this show. So we always try to like to use something, you know, that you can use. So we like,
absolutely.
They're fabulous. I mean, I like them. I like the colors that the guy did this year on pinstriping them, painting them all up. The guy that did those was Rick DeWitt here. We're glad that he was able to get those done for us.
All right. So in closing here, Aaron, what do you think? Why should people be making the trip and coming out to Drop and Destroy?
Oh, it's just the location is great. It's just relax. It's a relaxing weekend. You know, you go inside there. I mean, you go into the prison. You come to the show. You're going to talk about it. I hope people talk, you know, good things about it. It's just a good time. I love it. I mean, I love all the shows that I go to. So just it's a one-off kind of place. So I will tell you that with the, while you're inside there or outside, the new prison that they built is actually right behind it. So I will say that, you know, if you are there taking photos and such, please don't shoot your camera over into the new prison. So,
yeah. And I was going to say, the last thing I was going to say is, definitely be on the lookout for hitchhikers, right? Because those are probably the best best kind to pick up around the area. Just saying.
There are some signs. There are some signs that say, avoid hitchhikers.
Yeah. So, well, we appreciate your time, man. And Mike, thanks for, I know you got, to slap hands with the homie and, they made this great connection.
Absolutely. Aaron, I tell you what, man, OLP will definitely be there next year, brother. We look forward to it. And Airhead Nation, make sure you guys go out and support Drop and Destroy 15, May 26th and May 27th. In Ohio, man, definitely sounds like an awesome show, and we look forward to being there next year. We won't be there this year, but we definitely look forward to making it out next year.
All right, guys, I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Hell yeah, stay in contact, homie. We appreciate you, man.
Yes, thank you very much, guys. Thank you.
Have a great night.
Peace.
You too.
Now, Mike, what was cool is, during the interview, I was able to find the Ohio State Reformatory on Facebook, and it ends with MRPS. But they have a really cool drone, footage here as it kind of comes up. And what a beautiful venue, man. I tell you, it's not hard to sell me to go to a show, especially one that I've never been to. I think I'm going to have to request some time off next May whenever he releases the dates.
I'm in, brother. Absolutely, I'm in. I always try to look for a different show, a new show to go to and support. And that's definitely one I've never been to. And it sounds like a damn good time to me.
You know it, brother. Well, we're going to kind of start to wrap this one up. We'll talk a little bit more about sports on the next one. I did want to say, Mike, the homie Low Life Mikey, the Low Life Show on YouTube, you guys have heard us talk about it. If you're subscribed to a particular one of your favorite, you know, folks out there or, you know, homies, you'll get the notification on your phone. But if not, go on YouTube and search in Low Life Show altogether. Excuse me, it'll come up Low Life Video. The homie's got 41,000 subscribers, and he just posted episode 3. Excuse me, he just posted, I want to say he posted something new. I saw something on Instagram, so I don't know which episode it was. He's got a bunch of videos out here. 2 weeks ago was Poncho, which was Max built customs, pickup. So, you know, really good shit, man.
Hey, I know. I subscribe. I get those notifications.
Yeah.
And don't always, I got to get caught back up, but I do get those notifications and always good videos. Always enjoy watching them. And, hey, guys, Airhead Nation, like we talked about earlier, we appreciate you guys supporting what we're doing, and we appreciate you guys sharing what we're doing, and all the posts Jay always posts up on Instagram, and all the comments and support. We do dearly, 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 dearly appreciate all of the support, and we look forward to keep doing this, and we look forward to seeing all you guys at Made of Steel this weekend. Definitely, if you see us, make sure you stop by, let us know that you're listening. Eye Candy Designs, we got stickers on the way that'll be here for this weekend. I will have them at Made of Steel. Them at Made of Steel this weekend.
Yep.
And they will start being in all the goodie bags that Sparkles Detail does goodie bags for every show. They are going to be in every one of those goodie bags that Sparkle Detail does goodie bags for all these different shows that they go to.
Yeah, so, man.
Definitely be on the lookout for that. And, I know we've talked about this, and I know we've said it over and over again, but we do have hats coming. We will have samples of hats this weekend. We got T-shirts coming. We're working on it. We're working with some different people, getting some different pricing, and working on that stuff. So this merchandise is coming, guys. We promise.
You know it, Mike. A couple shout-outs. I mentioned Mark Clemens. It's DROP3M, the homie from Texas. He was the winner of the all-time low, he was the winner of the Hammered Weekend Wear banner, and all he had to do and what he did was he reshared a video, one of the flip-through videos, so I got that shipped out. I also want to give a shout-out to The Grade 8 Fabrication. That's The Grade number 8 and Fabrication altogether. He sent me some really cool stuff on Instagram, some kind of West Coast koozies, or I think they were coasters. And, there's lots of people that they love what we do. They see what we share. They send us cool stuff. Also, Brandon Burrell, we're going to have him on soon, as we are with Grant Cox Photography. Brandon Burrell, you can find him. It's Burrell Images on Instagram. He's built a lot of cool vehicles over the years. He's shot tremendous amount of features. And he also gave us a review. I'm looking on iTunes, May 1st. I can't believe I haven't found this sooner. I travel a lot for work, and it keeps me entertained. Brandon Burrell, thank you so much, man. Can't wait to have you on. Then, Mike, if you want to give a quick update on the homie Taffy Main 305, you got a little connection there.
Yes, we do. Our boy likes to take some pictures, and damn, he takes a whole bunch of damn pictures. So we are going to be talking to Chris here real soon, because what we're going to do is we're going to reach out to Chris, and Chris is going to be helping us with some coverage from different shows that we might be at, but we're also not at. So we definitely want to give a shout out to Chris Caffey, and definitely check out his Instagram page. If you want to give that that shout out on his Instagram page real quick, Jay, I appreciate it, because I don't have it in front of me, and I know you know it.
Yeah.
But definitely he's going to be a part of the Airhead Nation pitcher team, and he's going to be bringing it home for us. So he's going to be helping us out, and we appreciate all you guys, and definitely appreciate Chris for coming on board and doing that. So, Chris, I know you're going to be listening, so we'll be talking soon, buddy.
That's a 96 hard body. It's Taffy Maine, TaffyMaine 305. Make sure you check him out. And lastly, Mike, everybody knows from a social media standpoint, easiest way to get a hold of me is probably through Instagram. You know, Mike and I check it all throughout the day. But you can send us a message there if you see something cool. The one thing I'll tell you is a couple homies, they've sent me some cool photos. If you send them through Instagram and you don't send them a certain way, it turns into a slideshow and they disappear. So what I would ask is if you've got cool photos, we'll give you photo credit. Just put your Instagram name in the email. Go to Instagram on our main profile right there. You're going to see where it says email or directions. Click on email. It's going to open the email application. You can put the subject, attach your photos right there. And we'll make sure if they're old school, we'll give you credit. If they're new school, same deal. But Instagram is there. I'm not on Facebook personally, just because it's kind of a goal of mine to you know, put my phone down a little bit for my son, you know, trying to teach him, hey, man, you can't be on your phone, you know, 25 hours a day. But in all seriousness, you know, Facebook is there as well. Mike and I try to check it. If you send us a message on our Facebook page, cool. And then we've got the closed, well, it's a closed group, but it's a public group, the Airhead Nation. So those are some ways to keep in touch with us. And with that being said, Mike, I mean, we had a lot to say, and we're going to roll in now to Daniel Smith from Smithworks. We're going to roll into his interview. Definitely appreciate you, Mike, hanging with us, and then the homie Aaron Combs for coming on to talk about Dropping Destroyed.
Yes, sir. With that being said, y'all enjoy the interview with Daniel Smith, my road dog, my fellow Mini Madness Club member, and hey, Airhead Nation, we out.
6-4, we out. Yeah. Yo, it's ODB. You're listening to Our Lifestyle, the podcast. This interview is brought to you by Hammered Weekend Wear. Go to hammeredweekendwear.com and order a couple of those new shirts. You know, he's got the May the 4th Be With You shirt with NR Carl's famous S10 on it. Also, he's got a new C30 Dually shirt out there. Make sure you pick them both up. Add OLP to the notes when you're ordering. You'll get a free koozie from the homie, Ron Perkins. That's HAMMERD, weekendwear.com. Check them out. Tell them Our Lifestyle, the podcast, sent you. Peace. Yo, 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 it's Our Lifestyle, the podcast, and we're coming at you live and direct from the Hammered Weekend Wear studio. We've got the homie, Daniel Smith from Smithworks. We like to do a little bit of a spotlight on Daniel, man. He's been representing a long time. He comes from Mini Madness. He's always rolling with the homie Miggity Mike, the Mayor Murray, to all these different shows. Got some badass rides he's built. But Daniel, man, I just want to say what up. How you doing?
Good, man. Just got some breakfast with you. Just hang out here in the garage, listening to the rain. Hit the roof here a little bit and just hanging out. Yeah. Got the Lincoln moved out of here a little bit and just hanging out, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, man. We went ahead and said, you know, we've been talking about making this our little studio, and I said, dude, let's do it. We kind of moved some stuff around, as Daniel said, and it's kind of cool, dude. It's a nice day, overcast, not too hot out here. Usually we're sweating balls, but today we're just chopping it up. And, you know, it's always cool to highlight people that are, you know, in the state of Florida, as well as people that you may not know. And Daniel hails right here from the Tampa Bay area, kind of lives over in Plant City, Lakeland.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's been involved a long time, and it's going to be cool to get a little bit of a minute to sit down and chop it up. But, you know, Daniel, did you want to give the listeners a little bit of insight into, you know, who's Daniel Smith and what is Smithworks?
Man, I'm just a normal dude. I've been around cars my whole life since, you know, my mom used to drop me off at school in a 67 Impala Super Sport.
Okay.
And, got into messing with cars and trucks and, you know, started dabbling in painting, and I was terrible at first, and I'm still, you know, not the best, but trying to make something out of it. So, yeah, I hang out with the Mini Madness guys. I've been in Mini Madness since I was like probably 19 years old.
Damn.
Had a couple trucks, you know, and that's pretty much the story right there, I guess.
Hells yeah, man. Well, I met you years ago, and I knew that you were a down-ass fool, man. Always, you know, slapping hands with people, and, you know, just you're always down to, like, when everybody's hanging out, you know, you're right there, and you're right in the mix and everything, and you know, you mentioned Mini Madness, and I, as long as I've known you, even before I knew you, I saw a truck that years later you said, hey, that was my S10, or I think it was an Ombre. But, you know, you mentioned you've been down with them since you were 19. You've been in the scene a long time, as I have. But how did you get involved with Mini Madness, that whole crew?
So I had a, was it like a, I don't even remember the year, an Ombre, whatever the first year they came out with. I wanted to get it bagged. There wasn't many people around this area that had bag trucks. So I hit up a local shop, and they sent me a guy's name of Tony Lumpton, who him and Rich Tong, who passed away, were some good dudes. And they ended up bagging my Ombre for me over at TC's house. And,
oh, wow.
The old president of Mini Madness. So, yeah, so then that just led into, you know, them telling me to come hang out, and I started hanging out and went to a couple shows with them, and don't even remember exactly when I got a logo, but my Ombre got logoed, and yeah, it's been with them ever since, and went to a lot of shows with those guys, and, you know, did Slamfest and all that. They're a lot of good dudes, and
yeah,
I don't really know if I wouldn't have met those guys where I'd be right now. I don't even know if I'd still be messing with this stuff, but yeah, I'm glad I met those guys and got to hang out with them, and still hanging out with them.
When I got involved in the scene, we used to, in the late 90s, we'd go out to Brandon sometime, and it seemed like Brandon was like a, for a while, I thought that was like the heart of Mini Madness, because there were always badass rides cruising. There's a, like an ATV, I forget what the name of it is, place over there, and there was one of the homies that you knew, I think his name was Dale, or
me and Dale worked at the motorcycle shop there, Barney's,
and, yeah, and we'd see the red Blazer laid out there, and that was like, if we wanted to go like truck spotting, you know, before truck spotting was cool, you'd go out there, and there was plenty of vehicles, and I mentioned on one of the recent episodes, talking about the homie John Mackey, You mentioned Rich Tong there, and, you know, Rich and John were good friends, and, you know, they were kind of connected to all these different guys out there. So it's always been like a, what I call a hotbed of badass trucks, lots of different guys. Some guys have moved on. We'll talk a little bit about some, you know, some of the good old days, and other guys are still doing it, like TC, Roro, of course, a friend of ours. But, you know, I appreciate you kind of giving a little bit of a backstory there. Now, a lot of people may not know, and you kind of alluded to it, that you've had a lot of different vehicles over the years. You know, can you give us a little bit of highlight of maybe some of the ones besides the Ombre or anything else you wanted to share?
Yeah, so the first truck that really got me into it was I had an 89 Isuzu pickup that me and my dad kind of shared. You know, he was a truck driver, so when he was gone through the week, you know, I'd get to drive it, and then we kind of shared on the weekends type thing. Well, so it was lowered. It had some 17-inch center lines on it, full drive Toyota bumper, and we put some spindles on it one weekend, and it was pretty hammered, and we couldn't even get out of the driveway. So we, you know, we lifted it up a little bit, and he told me, "Now I don't want to come home and see you messing with this truck." So he came, you know, I watched him how he did the torsion bars, and that next weekend I got out there and pretty much just hammered the truck. And he came home and he was not very happy with me. The truck was on the ground, you know, and tearing up reflectors and dragging into uneven roads of the parts of the road. And anyway, so that was my first truck. And then I had the Ombre, like we talked about. That's kind of like my learning truck.
And is the Ombre, real quick, is the Ombre the one that we talked, you know, a long time ago? Is that the one where you did the crazy, like, front end on it?
Yeah, yeah. We put some Jeep Grand Cherokee headlights in it. I did a frame for it. I had 20-inch center lines on it, body dropped. It never got done. It kind of, I had some troubles with it, but
faded out.
I learned a lot on that truck, so it's all good. Then I had a two-door S10 Blazer, a body dropped on 20s.
And what color was that one?
It was silver. It came out at Slamfest a few times. It was my everyday driver for a while. And then I traded that actually for the crew cab, the Ford crew cab. And when I got it, it didn't really run very well. So I just immediately, I drove it one time and then completely tore into it, tore it apart.
Now, what stage was the F-150 in when you got it? Because we're going to share some photos of it where you got it to. And the truck was an amazing truck. It was hammered, and it got, of course, you know, sold. You know, it kind of moved on to a new owner. But, like, what stage was it at when you got it?
It was already body dropped, but it was a bad body drop.
Okay.
I literally drove it down the road one time and said I would never drive it again. It wouldn't stay aired up. It was all over the road. It was just not
unsafe.
I don't know who did it. I don't know who did it, and I don't want to knock anybody, but it was not good work.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I immediately tore it apart, and there were some motor issues, so I ended up getting a Caprice that had an LT1 in it, and I completely put all Shirley running gear in it. I built a full frame for it. 24s, did a firewall. I mean, it ran and drove. I drove it around for a little while, and then I just kind of got burnt out. It took me so long to build that truck, and it was never finished, but, you know, I had fun just working on it in the shop and taking it around to a couple shows and stuff. So, yeah, that's the one I had last, and then now I have an 03 Tahoe.
Okay.
That I'm doing. So
yeah, and I've seen that at the shop a couple times, and it's a cool truck. I want to talk about it. I remember when we were in Gainesville, and you know, you and the homie Mike Murray and some of the other Mini Madness crew, I think Mrs. Mayer, you guys were all cruising in the F-150 mobbing it. And it was cool to see it because the truck was really low. I forget what wheels you had on it, but it just had the right look. And
yeah, I got a funny story about that.
Okay, let's hear this.
Yeah, we were cruising around one night in Gainesville, and you know, Mike had been on everybody about no partying out at the hotels and keep it clean, you know. And so we go cruising through the hotel, and he's in the back of my truck, and he's me and Shannon were giving him a hard time because he's ducking down in the seat because he didn't want anybody to see him cruising around.
Mike,
he was out there promoting the partying, you know. So yeah, we still harass him about that right now. So.
Yeah, I remember you guys drove past me, and I'm sitting on the curb, and somebody was yelling, "You need a red cup, man." I was like, "Wait, what?" And, you know, it's kind of funny, but you guys, like I said, were mobbing in that thing like you always did, and it was a cool truck, and it's kind of crazy to see that when they move on, because, you know, sometimes other owners take credit for things, and, you know, they try to finish it, and then they don't, which, you know, that happens. But the truck, I think you told me at breakfast today, it actually has resurfaced for sale. Is that right?
Yeah. I got tagged in a couple of pictures. I guess it's for sale again. I don't really even know what the guy's asking for it. I mean, the truck looks good now. The guy put some wheels on it. I think maybe upgraded the air ride in it. Did a couple little things to it. Yep. But it's a cool truck. I had fun. Sometimes I'd like to have it back again. But, you know, I'm looking forward to getting this Tahoe done someday.
You're like on the bigger and better things, yeah. Man. That's what Smithworks is about. So... the Tahoe, you know, talking a little bit about it, when I've seen it at Slamfest and I look at like the frame underneath it and the big wheels on it, you know, can you tell Airhead Nation a little bit about what's the thought process? I mean, the size wheels and maybe what you're going for as far as the overall look.
It's got 26-inch U2s on it, which I know those wheels are kind of played out, but I really like them. I'm going to try to do a little something different with them once I get the, you know, to like the paint side of it. It's got a 3/4 frame. I built all the suspension. It's got, you know, I built the control arms, all that. It's got, actually has the 05 or 06 truck front end on it, like the cat eye style front end on it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I just want to keep it clean and drive it, man. Like, I want to do a couple things that, like, unless you know that truck, you're not going to know it's even done, you know, like some simple little mods to the body. But other than that, it's going to be pretty much straightforward and just hopefully a good driver that can drive out to, you know, Scrapin or Texas or... Or, man, maybe even like me and Dave's been talking about going out to Forbidden and driving out that way. So, something like that. But, you know, I don't get much time to work on it right now. I'm hoping that maybe it'll change here in the next couple months. But, yeah, that's where we're at with it.
Hells yeah. Now, speaking of Tahoes, I did want to just throw out this little shout out. A guy that shows us love on Instagram is Accuair_Vic. And he's got a very cool Tahoe. You know, he's been working on this thing a lot. He shared a photo. Really, actually, looks like a day ago, and it was TBT photos, but it's a real clean truck, and I've always loved the Tahoes because it's kind of like a sportier version of the Suburban, and I'm a big Suburban fan, and I can tell, and I'm sure anybody that's seen the truck will share some photos of it. The work is top-notch, man, so when you see this thing, you're going to know like it's going to be a truck, Daniel, that you could just take your finger off the wheel and let that thing cruise down. I know it's going to be a sick finished truck. So, man, we're rooting for you, and we can't wait to see it done, bro.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's been a long time. You know, I have a full-time job, and working on paint stuff on the side is hard. I don't get much time to work on it, but I haven't given up. I'm still picking on it here and there, you know, so we'll get it done.
That's it, man. Well, speaking of trucks, we got the homie Vic Figueroa that has been down since day one. He's one of our day one homies. And Vic, he knew you before even I did, before I officially met you. And when I think back to Vic's awesome Nissan, a.k.a. Daily Diamond, you know, you were kind of at the forefront of that project. So how did you, like, meet Vic? Like, tell us the backstory there.
Yeah, we was at the mini truck hangout one night, and Graham, I think this was when Graham still lived here, or maybe Graham was just in town, and he brought Vic over and said, "Hey, man, this dude, he's got a Nissan he wants bagged. Would you be interested?" And me and Vic started talking, and you know, he was a really cool guy, and he brought a truck out one day, and I checked it out, and I think he ended up leaving it that day, or maybe the next following weekend or something, and we got it done, and it's, you know, he had good luck with it. I don't really think he's had any problems with it since we did it, and that's been, man, I don't know, probably like 8 years ago.
Yeah, and that truck has transformed over the years. He shared some photos with me, and I saved them a long time ago, and sometimes I'll send them his way, and he's like, man, you know, think back, you know, year over year for a long time, the truck was ever changing, but the one thing that was the staple was the air suspension. I mean, it was always solid, and like you said, I mean, there was minimal upgrades that he made with the AccuAir, but you know, you talk about someone that drove the truck a lot. Before I met Vic, I would see him drive it in Tampa, and the truck was always driven low. So I know the work that you did in it was impeccable, man.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, I don't you know, there's guys out there that are way better than me, but if I'm going to mess with somebody's truck, I feel like I'm kind of responsible for it. So, you know, it's the last thing I want is something to break or somebody to get hurt or, you know, have bad words talked about something I did to it.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, that's a super clean truck, and Vic's an awesome dude, man. Like, I'm glad I got the chance to work on it and hang out with him and meet him. And
yeah, and it's opened, you know, other doors to meeting other people. And, you know, like I said, I'm glad I met you years ago. When I think of the few times I've been to your shop, one of the trucks that was always, you know, right there and right in the mix of action was your dad's C10. And I know that I think your dad's been through a lot, you know, these last few years from maybe some of the stuff you told me. And I think it's a 1960 to be exact. But, you know, let us in on a little bit about what's up with the C10.
Yeah, it's a 60. It's actually a GMC. It's got, you know, air ride on it. It's got some 20-inch billet specialties. It used to be a really nice truck. They drove it to it's got wheelwood brakes on it and stuff, and he drove it to Tennessee when him and my mom took a little trip in it, and the rear wheel came off, not due to anything we did, just kind of a freak thing. And it rolled the bedside up, it bent the frame up. So I got a bedside on it. I got it mocked up, and it's pretty much ready to weld in and finish that part of it up. I got the frame straightened out on it. Well, then, you know, you guys know that we got hit with a hurricane around, what, September-ish, I think it
was. That's right.
So, yeah, now the motor's locked up. It got, you know, I got like 3 foot of water in my shop, so it's the motor's locked up, and I've been trying to free it up some in my free time, and I think we're just going to end up probably pulling the motor out and either going through it or putting something different in it, and we'll get her fixed back up. It's taking some time, but, you know, we'll get it together. It's I got a lot on my plate, but I want to get it together for him so he can enjoy it, you know, for a little while.
That's it, man. And what's cool, I think you said it's a GMC. Those are a little bit more rare than the Chevy pickups. I like the front ends. They're a little different and whatnot. Even for an earlier year, man, it's a cool truck. And, you know, I can't wait, you know, to your pops. I can't wait till, you know, he gets to cruise it again and whatnot.
Yeah, we'll get it done. Yeah, his is actually a 60, and we put like a newer front end on it, like a 65 hood.
That's what was throwing me off, so, I think.
But yeah, it'll be a nice truck again one day. Just takes time.
Yeah, brother. Now, thinking about painting, that's what, you know, when I think of Daniel Smith and I think of Smith Works, it's SMITHWORKX on Instagram. I think of really some of the cool things that you're doing with the painting, whether it be on motorcycles. You've dabbled on some other things. You actually helped me on my Lincoln doing some metal work in the engine bay, which I love. How did you know, or like kind of what age, give us a backstory on when did you realize you wanted to get involved with like painting, dude?
Well, I always, even in high school, I was in art classes and I drew a lot, and I did, you know, I almost had an art scholarship, but I was, my grades weren't that great. So, So I've always been, you know, I guess you could say an artist. I wanted to do graphic art, but just not really good on the computers. So, yeah, I started painting, you know, messing around with like painting, just anything, toilet seats, mailboxes, whatever. Mm-hmm. Probably like around the time I first got into Mini Madness. Actually, I remember I took a toilet seat to like one of the first Christmas parties I went to, and it was horrible. But so yeah, and then
it wasn't a used one though, right?
No, it was new. I'm pretty sure Frank from Enhance still has it. I think maybe in his shop or hanging out somewhere. Man. But
and you painted it up and shit.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
That's cool.
So I started way back then, and then I got some jobs at some body shops and kind of learned the proper way to prep things and do things and buff out stuff, you know. And so I actually started doing mini trucks. Back in the day, around like probably early 2000s, I did a good handful of mini trucks, and they weren't great, but they were, you know, pretty, not too bad. And then I kind of got burnt out on a couple bikes I did. I got stiffed pretty bad on a pretty big job for a bike shop here in Tampa, And I kind of just gave it up for a while. And then probably about 10 years ago, I kind of got back into doing some bikes and messing around with it again. And I seem to be a little bit better this time, this go around at it. So I've just kind of been sticking at it and trying to learn as much as I can. And, you know, I'm not scared to ask anybody how they're doing something or what they're doing or, you know, for advice or whatever. So that's where we're at now. I mainly do bikes right now, but I do have a couple pretty popular truck projects coming up maybe by the end of the year or something. So you'll see some truck stuff coming out.
Hells yeah, man. And when we were at SEMA, you were syncing up with some of the guys out there asking a couple questions you had about certain product and stuff. And that's what it takes, man. A lot of times it's the networking aspect, asking people that have maybe done things before. And that's what I, you know, admire about you, man. You're always out there trying to kind of come up with, hey, how can I improve my skills and whatnot? When I think of, and I look at some of the photos on your Instagram, I see these sick motorcycle paint jobs, and some of these paint jobs are becoming very popular in just the automotive world. You know, some people call it lace or whatever on top of the roofs and whatnot. But how, like, what's the process with one of those paint jobs? Like, is it a lot of prep work, or is it just a lot of taping, people saying that type of thing?
Yeah, it's a you know, it's a whole lot of taping, a whole lot of patience, a whole lot of taping and ripping tape back off and starting over. Yeah, it's a lot of work. I mean, like a bike, you know, say we're gonna do like a flake job. We'll, you know, I'll prep it and then we'll flake it and then clear it and let it sit, you know, for a couple of days, and then I'll sand that all back down, and then we'll start, you know, taping stuff up, taping patterns and lines, and from there you start doing your artwork and shading and candies and whatever. And it's a lot of hours, man. Like, I don't know if you guys seen the bike, that the bagger that was at Slamfest, the black and green one. But man, if I told you how many hours I had in just taping that thing, it's ridiculous. Like, I don't like, half my life was gone on that bike. So,
well, and when I think of, even when I was younger, you'd go and you'd get a quote for a paint job and you're like, man, that much. And when you see like Gas Monkey, like Mike Coy, or you see these guys that are painting on TV, or Chip Foose, you see like a base coat going on, and you see the guy just with the gun, you're like, oh, I could do that. You go this sweep back, you know, back and forth. You're like, oh man, why does a paint job cost so much? But that's the easy part, I think, is what a lot of painters say. Then when you get into the graphic side, you've got numerous steps, and like, I don't have the patience for that, but someone like yourself does. Do you ever like find yourself getting phone calls from like people going, hey, any updates on my project? I mean, I'm not talking May truckers. I'm talking motorcycle guys, because the motorcycle guys seem to kind of want their stuff in and want their stuff out. Is there a difference in the mini truckers versus the motorcycle guys?
Yeah, I mean, the bagger I did, that guy literally wanted pictures almost every day, man. It was, you know, it was one of those things where it was a headache, but it was a good headache at the same time. And he kind of stayed on top of me to get it done. So, you know, that worked out, I guess. But yeah, man, you got to have a lot of patience. And, you know, when you're doing that kind of work, it's almost like you're more like a professional taper than you are a painter. Because, I mean, you know, I could spray that crap with my eyes closed, but I can't tape it with my eyes closed.
Right,
so
right.
It's yeah, there's a lot of hours. And I'm really anal, man. Like, I'm not going to, if a line's not straight or it's crooked or it looks weird, like, I'm not going to let it go. Like, I'm going to go back and fix it. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's, there's a lot of time into it, man. Like, a lot of stuff that people don't see, don't even think about, you know, but. Yeah.
Yeah, and motorcycles to me seem like a huge expression of the person. I mean, mini trucks are too, but, you know, you'll see bandmates, you'll see all kinds of different clients that want a motorcycle. And, you know, some of these guys are going to ride their shit like there's no tomorrow. Other guys, you know, are going to ride it a little bit, and it's kind of in their garage, and they're going to, you know, display it. My homie Tony Boss Bolin, I went to his parents' house one night, nice big three-car garage, and the two, I think maybe all three bays were open, and he just had like all these motorcycles, and his dad's went to Sturgis and stuff. And it blows my mind, Daniel, that with motorcycles, there's so many different like styles. You know, the motorcycles have been around for years and years and years, but there's always different shit that's coming out. Like, you know, I even saw the other day, I wasn't a huge fan of OCC choppers, but they're kind of making a comeback, and they're with a TV show. But does it ever amaze you that there can be so many different paint jobs, and many of them are not even replicated? It's the first time you're seeing a style like that.
Yeah, man. It's like, especially in the bike world, there are so many good painters out there. Like, it's really hard to stand out. You know, there's just so many good painters, and uh-huh. With Instagram, you can really see that. And it's crazy how many big names that I've reached out to that's actually been like really cool guys and been willing to help me out. But yeah, it's just, you know, in the truck world, it seems like there's kind of like, you know, one or two styles. There's like the crazy graphics, and then there's like the simple like two-tone or maybe a little graphic down to break up a two-tone. But in the bike world, it's like, you know, there's flat paint jobs, there's flake paint jobs, there's, you know, two-tone, there's the bagger scene, there's the chopper scene, there's, you know, the beef that the chopper guys don't like the bagger guys and the bagger guys don't like the chopper guys. So yeah, it's a little different than the mini truck world, but you know, it all kind of ties together, I guess. It's all paint. So
yeah, I always joke with everybody. I'm like, it's like Florida versus Florida State, or Ford versus Chevy, or mini truckers versus low riders, or whatever. I mean, there's, you, no matter where you slice and dice, like the automotive scene or the motorcycle scene, there's always like rifts and there's battles and there's, you know, we did it first and that type of thing. But when you think of what you got going right now at Smithworks, you know, you mentioned a little bit about some upcoming, maybe some trucks and things like that, but is there anything you got going on right now that's like on your shop table that you're really hustling on?
Yeah, around Thanksgiving, I got tied up with a big name bike builder. He actually used to be Jesse James's right-hand man. He's in Daytona now. Well, he sent me two jobs, and so yeah, I've been trying to, I hammered out one of them, and I'm still, one of them is a pretty big job. I'm trying to get it done. And it's for a big name musician, actually, of a big rock band. I don't want to say any names.
Yeah, but yeah, that's cool, yeah, man.
So I'm trying to get that knocked out, and actually that's why I haven't been posting much stuff on Instagram, because I've been working on that, and you know, he don't want pictures being shared, and I've been trying to sneak some small projects in kind of without him knowing it. But yeah, that's what I'm working on right now. I got a couple other little, you know, it's like bagger jobs and stuff to do. A couple little things for like some shows and stuff, helping some guys out. But that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, man. Well, hey, we see you hustling, and I mean, keep doing your thing when it comes to the painting. And you know, I wanted to kind of transition back to the truck stuff and talk a little bit about, you know, supporting shows is a huge thing. And, you know, you represent Mini Madness, as we've kind of established. But what do you think is maybe most important about supporting shows, even if it's a local show or it's a big event? Like, why do you think, especially being in a club that puts on an awesome show, why do you think that's so important, Daniel?
I mean, because if people don't go out there and support the shows and don't keep going and you know, it takes a little money to go to a show, but yeah, like these guys got a lot of money tied up in putting on a show. So if these people don't keep going and they don't keep getting their numbers, then the shows are just going to eventually go away. And, you know, that's kind of why we're all into this thing, is to go to shows and show what we're building and hang out with our friends and all that, you know? So I try to go, you know, I really don't even hardly take a vacation all year. Like I just go to as many shows as I can. And, like last, you know, year before last, I guess SEMA was kind of like my vacation. That was like a week long thing, but yeah, so just, you know, we need everybody to keep going out to shows and not tearing up the scene, not trying to destroy people's cars or hotels or, you know, beefing with people. Just go out there and have a good time. And, you know, if you see somebody has a good truck, say, hey, man, it's a cool truck. Or, you know, you see somebody you've been wanting to talk to that you might follow on Instagram or something, just reach out to them, say, hey, what's going on, you know? And it's crazy, man. Like I said before, like I've met so many people that I've followed on Instagram that have been super cool people and really nice, down-to-earth guys, you know. And so yeah, just keep going to shows and keep you know, supporting the scene, I guess.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And it was funny, when I was at this Lincoln show last weekend, you know, there was a lot of older guys there, and I don't mean like, you know, like me old. I'm talking like old heads, like, you know, 70, 80 years old. And one guy made a comment, he goes, you know, that's social media is killing it, you know, it's killing everything. And you know, it's different generation gaps, totally get it. But then he did make a comment. He goes, well, social media does kind of connect us, and that's the good part of social media. We hear oftentimes, like, social media is killing shows because you know what's going to be at the show before anybody gets there. There's all kinds of ways to slice and dice it. When it comes down to it, until we have virtual reality shows, I know Mike Murray's working on that, until we have virtual shows, you got to go to the shows, you got to pay the fees to rent these locations and whatnot is high. That's why I think it's important, like with minimadness.com, you can go there, and as Mike has talked about, you can pre-register for Slamfest. And that helps so much, because it helps those show promoters and those clubs obtain the funds that they need to start locking in additional deals, you know, paying for the things when they need to pay for it with these contracts. So, you know, make sure you go to minimadness.com, register. And hey, even if you know, oftentimes, even if you're not sure that you're going to be able to make it to a show with your truck, still register it. Because, you know, worst come to worst, you still park and you still got your two armbands, you know, and you could still get in. So that's always a good thing as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And with SlamFest, we're pretty good about, you know, if you register your truck this year and you, for some reason you can't make it, but you can bring it the next year. I'm pretty sure we're pretty good about we'll give you that credit and get you back in there the next year if you couldn't make it for whatever reason or whatever, you know. So
hells yeah. Now, one thing that you know, having chopped it up with you a lot lately, we talk about you had some different stints where you wanted to venture out a little bit, and I appreciate that. And you for a while worked at Jimmy's Rod and Customs, which obviously is a top-notch shop here in the East Coast, one of the best, if not the best, in the U.S. And you know, you had the pleasure of working there for a little bit. You know, what was it like working with Jimmy Graham and some of the players there, man?
Oh man, it was a good time. It was I was up in Alabama working at a hot rod shop up there for about a year and a half, and I was kind of missing Florida, missing the beach, you know. So I Jimmy asked me if I wanted to come down there and go work with him. So I did, and it was a good time. Jimmy's a great dude, man. He's super talented. I think the hardest thing about working there was probably deciding where we were going to go to lunch every day.
Because you're like, I can only take Dustin so much.
Yeah, you know, between Dustin's and the hamburger joint, and there was a pizza place and stuff. But it was good. Tim worked there. Tim's a great guy. And it was fun, man. The only reason I really left was because I got a job interview or a job opportunity with some money that I just could not turn down. So Jimmy was cool and said, hey, man, I don't blame you. You know, if you need to go, you need to go. So that's what happened. And
yeah,
that was a great,
boss
great opportunity.
Right,
I'm glad he let me come work with him for a little while. And I learned a lot. And yeah, we're still good friends, still good buddies. And I go over there as much as I can to hang out.
Yeah, there's some even trucks that you had your hands on that are still being built that were, you know, that you guys did the frames on and or did the frame on and whatnot. It's kind of probably cool for you to see like, oh man, yeah, I have my hands on that truck, or, you know, and some of these trucks are going to be like unbelievable. So, and I don't think Tim gets enough shout out. So if you're on Instagram, follow Drop Dime, DROPDIME. That's Tim from Hardcore Minis. And, you know, he has that famous Jimmy's Rod and Customs truck with a powder coated chassis. I think that may have been built before he worked there. But when he got his hands on that truck, he put the sick motor in it, and he takes the truck everywhere. So, you know, appreciate the shout out there, Daniel. He's a good dude.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a couple other projects I think he needs to get finished on, too.
He had an Amigo. I think he was
a C10. He's got a couple things, I think.
Yeah, I tell you, man, it's been a minute since I've been over there. I need to go visit, and he's a talented guy, as you said. It never ceases to amaze me, and when I look back at the old photos of Nopi 99, Nopi 2000-ish, and you see that he was grafted on the Frontier front end, on the hard body even back then, and doing hydros on minis, and just he was doing some cool stuff way back then. And you know, you fast forward 20 years, and Jimmy's Rod and Customs is still doing it, still in the game, and still beloved by many, hated by few.
Yeah, man, I remember going to I think it was Truxpo Daytona way back in
the
day.
Yes,
I think he just got the front end on the hard body, and then and I seen him, you know, cruise up in there and check out the truck, you know. And then to think back, like, I don't know how many years, I'm bad at math, but you know, 20 years later I was, you know, buddies with him and working for him. It's kind of cool.
It is. And you know, for Chicks Ride, CHXRIDE, I think is the official hashtag. I always try to get that in. You know, for it to have been built and that amazing Peak S10, and for it to now be in Fester's Garage Collection and be at Forbidden, you know, really it's his the different impact, if you will, or the impact that he's had on the scene has been seen all throughout the United States and multiple covers, mini truck of the year two times, Show Fest, best of show. You know, the guy's got plenty of credentials, and he's not even worried about that stuff. He's just worried about what's the next badass frame I'm going to build. And again, it's cool that you had an opportunity to work there, and it shows in your craftsmanship, because he doesn't let just anybody work there. So, you know, we tip our cap to you, Daniel, man. You've been doing it for a while. Now, so we were talking the other day about the old school days, and really some of the main differences was some of the guys, you know, like when we were up and coming, it was like we were always hanging out. We were, you know, kicking back brews, or we were, you know, wrenching on vehicles and stuff. And to me, over the course of time, you know, I know that some people get busy in their lives and they have kids and they get married and stuff, but it's important, I think, that you know, the homies get together and help each other and you know, work on stuff, or, you know, just slap hands at a show and get some lunch and stuff. But do you think that, like, some people just don't come around anymore due to being busy, so to speak? Or, I mean, I look at that as a lame-ass excuse. For people that you haven't seen in a few years, it's kind of like, man, where the hell have you been, bro?
Yeah, trust me, I know what busy is. I mean, I work 40 hours at a real job, and then I got probably another, you know, I go to bed about midnight every night working on paint stuff and up at 5, so I know what busy is. But yeah, like when when I first got into this, every Thursday night we'd meet up at McDonald's. That was like our club meetings, you know, and every week, man, I was like, couldn't wait till Thursday to come around and go hang out with the dudes and, you know, pull a truck out and whatever, and that was good times. And now it's like, man, like we'd get, you know, we'd pack a McDonald's on a Thursday night, and now it's like, it's hard to pack a restaurant on like a one yeah. time a year, you know? So yeah, I don't know what people's reasons are. I know everybody's got kids and families and all that, but I don't know, man, it's not that hard to get out just for a little bit.
Yeah, I challenge everyone, man, you know, get your crews together. It's funny, I'm sure there's some club mates out there that are like, oh, this sucks, man, we never get together. I mean, nobody gets together, and then, you know, somebody tries to put something together, and like, oh, they always want to go to that restaurant. I hate that restaurant, or oh, they always want to go to their house. It's like, hey, man, if you've got somebody in your little crew that is trying to get the guys together, throw back some brews, or, you know, wrench, or, you know, help figure out what the next plan is. I know Chuck, the homie down south, and Jason Weiss and Jameel, a lot of those guys, man, they're always trying to get together and do things, and I salute them. That's what it's about. That's what the scene's about, and we got to bring that back. I know we all get busy. Daniel, you mentioned you're busy. I have a busy job, and you know, I take online classes, and you know, I've got a son that's almost a teenager, and you know, you got the wife, got Mother's Day coming up. You know, all that plays in, but you know, you got to make time for family. You got to make time for the homies. You got to make time for the club mates, and you know, just get down to business, because it's amazing. We just heard from Hydroholics. In a matter of less than three days, the homie was able to throw together a really badass project. So that's what it's about, bro.
Yeah, and there's you know, no one says you can't bring your kids out to a show or to a dinner or whatever, you know. My dad was dragging me out to car shows when I was in a stroller. So
yeah, man.
I mean, yeah, that's part of the fun. Guys bringing their kids around and, you know, messing with the kids and seeing them grow up and stuff, that's cool too. So it's all part of it.
Yeah, they may not like it now, but they're going to think back and say, dude, those were the good old days, man. Well, before we talk about a few other subjects, I did want to throw out there for those scoring at home, the homie Daniel Smith. He was one of the only guys besides Greg Miller that I know that made it to all of the Custom Car Show production shows in 2017. You're on pace to do it again. But, you know, what is it like when you go to Custom Car Show productions and, you know, you chop it up with Greg and family? I know you always have a good time, homie.
Yeah, yeah. I went to all the shows. They were all really good. You know, I've been to Scraping many times. I had been to Orange Beach. Well, no, I guess that was 17 was the first year I went to Orange Beach, because I guess that was the first time they had it. But yeah, that's a good show too. And then what was the other ones? Slammer Party.
That
was a good time. It's a cool little venue.
And then you have
Sick Nick. Sick Nick was fun. Yeah. Me and Dave hung out a lot that weekend. Yeah, all the shows are really cool. I like all of them, and Greg and his whole family, and you know, everyone that has the Miller last name is pretty cool. So
yeah, it's Miller time. Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. And you know what was cool is that when you went up there, you were sending me photos and said, "Hey Jay, you know, you want some photos from up here? I'm up there last year." Boom, and we posted them, and you know, we appreciate that, because we know we can't always make it to every show, but we've got our extended family. You know, one of the homies here, Daniel Smith, and he's always looking out. And that's what it takes, man, when you got a real homie. And, you know, we appreciate that, Daniel.
Yeah, yeah. I got my friends. I know you like the Lincolns. I got a couple of buddies that like the Volkswagens, and some guys like the old trucks. So I usually,
I'm at a
show and I see some some stuff that we ain't seen before, I try to send it out there, you know, and let you guys check it out.
And then before you know it, it's on Instagram, and then yeah, boom, you know.
It's on the interwebs, you know.
The interwebs, yeah, as Richard Rawlings would say. So I also wanted to talk a little bit about when I first had met you. You kind of talking about you dabbled in water sports and stuff, and you know, what are some of the other hobbies that you have?
Yeah, I like to. I grew up on a lake, or I grew up going to a lake house with one of the guys in the club, Ryan, and Graham used to go with us a lot. So yeah, I'm into like wake surfing and wakeboarding. I'm getting a little old, so just more like a lake laying around now.
Yeah, yeah.
That I rode dirt bikes back in the day. You know, I really like music. I played drums. I love going to concerts and you know, any kind of concerts. I'm down to go. Yeah, that's what I'm into, I guess.
Hells
along
yeah!
With, you know, painting and cutting up stuff and hanging with the fam and all that.
Yeah, that's what's up between Mini Madness, the water sports, the lowriders, the mini trucks. You know, you name it. You've dabbled in a lot. Did you like find like when you were younger, like that, especially growing up in Florida? I grew up on a lake, and you know, it wasn't a big lake, but you know, we were always tubing, and you know, in the summer, especially in high school, it's like, you know, you'd have the homies that you were hanging out with come over, and you'd have little parties and stuff. To me, man, those are some of the best memories. And whether it be like, you know, kneeboarding, skiing, which I was never really good at skiing. But like you said, the wake surfing and all that. I mean, to me, those are some of the best times, huh?
Yeah, yeah. We used to my buddy Ryan, who's in the club. He has a lake house. And when Graham was still living here, you guys know who Graham is. Grandma Hancock. He's in the club. We used to literally go on Friday night and stay until Sunday, and we would just, you know, wakeboard, wake surf, go get food. You know, just chill. It was a great time, man. It was some of the best times, and we know we all took some hard falls and got beat up, but you know, it was all good times. So
yeah, we were younger, we could recuperate quicker.
Yeah, now it's like, if you take a hard fall on a wakeboard or something, man, it's like you're calling out for work a couple of days.
Shit, man. I remember, you know, over the years, I was joking with someone a couple of weeks ago. You know, we'd go tubing, and when we were younger, man, we would try to sling each other like crazy, right? And it was like whoever could stay on the tube the longest, we'd have two tubes on the back of the boat, and it was just, it was badass. But each passing year, like the more you got slung off, like the harder it was to crawl back on that fucking tube, man.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know all about that. My buddy Ryan's mom decided to sling me into a dock one year.
I know all about it. Hopefully you saw that coming. You're like, I'm gonna try to bail on this other side.
That was a pretty bad one, but I survived, so it's all good.
Yeah, we had some incidents. I wasn't there the day, but my buddies, the Eisenbergs, they're twins, and they had a little canal that went out to their lake, and they were out there one day, and something happened. You know, like when a kneeboarder would fall, you know, you'd zoom around to go pick them up, and I guess somebody was zooming really quick and like a donut, and the fucking rope with a handle on it comes slinging around, and it hit this guy, one of our homies, Philly, across the face, and it like almost like cut it, you know, cut his face real bad. But yeah, you got to be careful when you're out there doing crazy shit, because you know, the sun gets to you. You're out there just having a good time, and those are great times, man. And I hope to be able to get out on the water this summer, whether it be with a wave runner or just, you know, on a lake, dude. Because yeah, there's not too much that's better than that.
Yeah, I love the lake and the beach, man. You can't go wrong either one.
Yeah, we live in Florida, so man, we're about that life. Also, if you check out on Instagram, the homie Graham, it's LO_TI and then 10, so like for Low Titan. And he's the homie that purchased Jimmy's Rod and Customs, the Nissan Titan dually. You know, he's repping Mini Madness. He's out there in Utah. You've heard us talk about, you know, going out to his place and riding on the side by sides out there in the desert. It was a beautiful place. He's a good dude, and as Daniel mentioned, make sure you look him up and follow him. He's a big Wu-Tang fan. I sent him a Wu-Tang post earlier today, and he sent it, responded back, and he goes, "That's the shit." It was like Tony the Tiger, and he's like, "The Wu is great," or some shit. But yeah, it was a cool ass post.
That's my family right there, man. I got a funny story about how me and him became friends.
Okay, let's hear this.
We were at Blood Drag back in the day when it was in West Palm, and he had just started hanging out with the club, whatever, and you know, we're both single guys, and we go to dinner. I think it was like Red Lobster or something, and these two girls walk in, and we're waiting like out front to go get seated, and these two girls walk in, and they walk in, and they head to the bar, and you know, we're checking them out or whatever, and we go sit down, and the waiter comes over, and Graham's like, "Hey, you see that blonde chick or whatever color hair she was, you know, at the bar?" And he's like, "Find out what she's drinking, and you need to send her a drink from me or whatever." And so the dude did, and I think she ended up coming over, and you know, they exchanged numbers or something. But ever since then, I was like, yeah, me and this dude is going to be friends.
Yeah, man, getting after it.
So yeah,
you know?
we've been buddies ever since, man. We've been through it all. So
that's what it's about, dude. Man. That's what it's about. Yeah, the good old days of growing up, and you know how a lot of us met was great. And you know, before I even knew Graham, there was a there was this dirtbag guy that was working on some trucks around here, and you know, we thought he kind of got his life back together. And I know Graham, you know, he didn't tell a lot of the stories when we had him on, but you know, he went through some craziness with the truck and he was able to take a break for a while. And, you know, he's back in the game, dude. You know, he's always flown back out for Slamfest and helped with the judging, the emceeing. And he's a real good dude. He really is. And I'm happy for him that he's got the Titan and he's enjoying his truck life, you know, and he's got his good job out there and, you know, he's got his family right there. So that's a good dude, man. And I'm you know, like I said, it's a pleasure to have met you guys all these years and, you know, been chilling.
Yeah, there's a lot of my closest friends, man, came from this, from car shows and trucks and the truck club. So I'm glad my dad drug me into this car thing and got me into it back when I was a kid. And, you know, some of my greatest friends are, you know, Mike Murray and Ryan and Graham and those dudes, and all about trucks.
That's it. It's that. It's this thing of Oz, like we like to say. But when you go on Instagram, it's SMITHWORKX, as I mentioned. You're going to see a couple posts there with the Tahoe and his dad's C10. You're also going to see some of the badass paint jobs, some good videos that Daniel's put out there, some things that he's done for some different shows. And, you know, Daniel, before we conclude, I think you're going to be, you know, we talked about some of the shows you've went to already, but you're planning to go to the Lowdown, right?
Yeah. I'm going to Lowdown. I'm actually going to paint up a little something for them for a charity auction or something. I did that last year and did pretty well, actually. So we're going to do that again. And me and Mike are going to ride out there, and maybe Shannon or somebody. I don't know who else, but it's a good show. It's a good time. It's kind of laid-back feel. You know, they do a crawfish boil on Friday and then shows on Saturday and just kind of hang out.
Yes, sir. And, you know, like we always joke about, you know, like the song goes, it goes down in the DM. So if you've got questions or you're looking to book something with Daniel at Smith Works, you know, hit him up. As he mentioned, he is always balancing the different amount of work that he has depending on his day job and that whatnot. But, you know, if he's very selective on what he takes on, but, you know, you can always hit him up. And if nothing else, you know, follow him and show him a little bit of love, and check out, you know, the S10 Blazer, one of his first posts. The very first post on there is the F-150 that we talked about. You know, Daniel, it's been a pleasure, bro. You came over to the compound today. We chopped it up over breakfast, and we had a chance to sit down and do an interview face-to-face, which we always don't get to do, which we don't always get to do, I should say. So thanks for coming out, bro.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having me. Good times.
Yeah, anything. Yeah, man. Anything else that you wanted to share before we kind of wrap it up, homie?
Just thanks for everybody that's ever let me put my hands on, you know, something to paint for them or bag for them or whatever. Thanks for supporting me and, you know, liking my page and coming to Slamfest, supporting Mini Madness, doing it in the dark, all those, you know, all those shows. And yes, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir, man. Well, again, it's Smith Works. Got the homie Daniel Smith. You can't forget that. He's holding it down here, as I mentioned, in the Tampa Bay area. And, you know, show him some love. If you're at a show, slap hands with him. We're going to be at Made of Steel next. So we're going to see when we can publish this one. We might actually kind of start doing a couple other podcasts in between the main shows. But thanks again, Daniel, and keep up the good work, homie.
Yeah, thanks.
We got you.
All right.
Shorty, old news though. Yesterday's paper. Check this. Baby, like it raw. I don't even waste a magnum on her. Clean up amazing. I appreciate the fashion on her. Bad than a motherfucker. Ain't too many passing on her. Only right I pick her up the way she got a wagon on her. When I'm on that road, don't get them box when I'm in town. Not unless it's for the threesome. If it's popping, she'll be down. Know these other jokers be staring, but it stop when I'm around. Cause to get inside them jeans, she be hopping up and down. Let the world know that she ride. They think eventually we'll break up. And I love it when we argue, cause the eventually we make up. I mean, we fightin' fuck, we fuckin' fight, we fuck some more. Ayy, fuckin' night, shape great, tastes great, body's off than cash, man. Anytime I sex trap, she know that she could crash. She and them other bros is other bros, all of them is last year. Can't get mad, I'm just stating facts here.
Your best girl, right?
She don't put it down like you.
That's
how we tell you. She don't put it down like you.
Stop.
never tripping off the past, I would rather never mind them. Cause only fools trip over something that be behind them. And yesterday is history, tomorrow's a mystery. She here at the present time, it felt like a gift when she put it down, down, all the way down. You could get down, but can you stay down? Shout out to the ladies with your down asses that keep a tight circle in them round asses. At the crib, it's just us, nigga. Fuck me so good, make me not trust niggas. That's my shit, I'm overprotective. You want that good shit, you know where your connect live. Told my ex, don't be bitter, be better. I replace her before I regret her. Text is now and then, that question how I been. The hook sound like a message I was sent.
She don't put it down like you.
With the attraction of a Michael Jackson swag, but in this case a thriller. And she was a wolf, not in sheep's clothing, but a great chinchilla. Even though I found another assassin, it could never be your replacement killer. When I got up in it, it was kinda good to me, but I know that she don't put it down like you. Cut from the bottom and you up when you pop, when on top, cause ain't nobody around like you. Pull it back to me and I'm all up in it fully while I'm holding a palm full of hair. Then I lay you back in missionary position and give it to you good with your Louis Vuittons in the air. Got a bad new bitch, but she don't be tripping no crush with them flaws. But she don't be doing the way you be doing it when you be working them walls. I'm bumping some tank and I'm planking the fucking the good, but then you would go front. Steady claiming the bitches all on me cause I'm with Joe Budden. But what, ho, what? I put you in the category of somebody that'll give it to me good, but a working nigga nerve. Individual, I love a particular, but I'll never be with her, so I'ma kick her to the curb. I got a new woman and though I be building her up to be better than you. She fine, but don't know how to throw it back, so she can never be you.
I done put another in space. Damn, after you, it's been hard to replace. I just want the same judge sitting on the case. She gon' hate, but she knows.
She don't put it down like you.
She don't put it down like you.